Welcome back. It is 3 minutes after five. You're with Changing Gear. Thank you very much for joining us during this week because of the uncertainty that the country is experiencing politically at the moment. The Catholic bishops have called for a calm and a certain amount of patience in the middle of political uncertainties. It is a moment in our country when new and dangerous tensions are arising. You know, the ruling party is, you know, trying to work its way through a period of transition and is obviously quite divided about what should be done, and especially about the role and the future of our national president, Mr. Zuma. And in the light of what has happened in December at the ruling party's convention, where Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa is now the head of the political party ANC. Now, so one is always somewhat nervous in times of uncertainty, because we saw already this week opposing groups gathering in the streets. Thank God it didn't become serious, although that poor girl was badly kicked, which was atrocious. There was tension, and there is tension. And even more, there is their whole provinces, perhaps, of the country of nine provinces, and some of them are becoming agitated and taking up opposing positions, even within the same party. And if these tensions are not resolved with goodwill, then the political climate will be further poisoned for generations, the bishops feel. You know, we're not a country that's great on forgiveness, and we're not particularly good at reconciliation, although we have been an example to the world at certain stages. And so one is afraid that if now things are said and done which divide and cause antagonism and violence to arise, you know, they may, this legacy may remain with us for a long time. So a quick decision from the new administration of the ruling party, which seems to be divided itself, hopefully a quick decision will prevent the ruling party from being seen as disunited and vacillating. So we call on President Zuma. He should, I think, by now have the mind of the country to put the good of the country first. Central to the Catholic position on politics, obviously it is the role of politicians to make political decisions, not the role of the church, but the church is gravely concerned also with life in a particular country. Central for the church will always be the common good. What is good for the country in general? You know, we do in South Africa have real problems. You know, the problems that we have at the moment about the two centres of power and about who is in charge, after all, in the country at the moment, they're serious problems, but they're, as it were, internal political problems. In our country, we have racism. In our country, we have poverty, inequality, unemployment. You know, we have corruption, and people are losing all trust in the political process. And when people lose confidence in the political process, then it becomes every person just must look after themselves. It's the survival of the fittest. We get into a jungle mentality. So we must more than look inward and get our political structures right, we must look around and see what is the common suffering in our country at the moment and work for the common good. And this is a serious Christian responsibility, and no doubt all religions which are at the service of the human community will want this to be resolved immediately. It is a difficulty that that the party leaders, in a sense, in one way, can exercise an overwhelming control, because at the moment, you know, you are put on the party list for election. election by the political party leaders. You're not chosen by a constituency or by a section of the public. So this makes the political leaders of parties gives them too much authority, which means that the members of the parties are afraid to critique, are afraid to speak their minds, are not free. Again, we have to look at how much power is given to the position of a president in our country when it comes to certain appointments of major roles in the country. But let us have hope. We would appeal for hope. We have come out of much worse than the situation we're in at the moment. It may last just a few days, we're promised. So we have come through centuries of oppression and disruption. So let us, we have reason for hope. Also, we are aware, as we, you know, in the globalized world in which we live, and when we are brought face to face with what's happening in other countries throughout the world, we are aware that, you know, the dangers of political struggles and how they can give rise to disasters for countries. Whole countries have been destroyed. Certain countries like Somalia. It's just a political geographical area anymore. They're not almost a nation anymore. So I think, again, also we're happy that we have the courts. One is a little anxious, you know, when you listen, especially to the phone-ins, and not only the phone-ins, but the MCs on our radio stations. You know, I feel that they speak with a certain vitriol, a certain sharpness, a certain, you know, negativity that is a bit too much about political figures. And in other words, it's making the discourse, the discussions that are place in our country, making them cruel and harsh. And this will not be good for the future. Again, well, at the moment, it's President Zuma and the president of the ANC, Mr. Ramaphosa, are talking. And let us hoping that what will come out of that will be a united party and a united country, because that is the pressure Mr. Ramaphosa is under. You know, there is a large following in certain parts of the country for Mr. Zuma, and he must not antagonize those people unnecessarily and set the country, you know, at war with itself. So let's keep the country and the party united. And so let us pray then, and we pray for our country and for peace and wish it well. Let us listen now to another piece of music, and it is, we'll go to Meadowlands, to the St. Michael's Chorale, to hear Umkosi Ka Maria.